Baylor professor Bob Darden says legendary gospel singer Mahalia Jackson was the one who prompted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to give the I Have a Dream speech.
But if you listen to the audio tape, you can hear about halfway through it Mahalia Jackson saying, "Tell him the other stuff. Tell him the thing about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream," because she had just heard it the week before in Detroit. And without missing a beat, he goes from his prepared speech to talking about the most famous speech, one of them in American history.
Mahalia was the most famous gospel singer in her age, giving her rendition of songs like Amazing Grace and How I Got Over. But there were even more unknown gospel singers who sang songs in protest of the discrimination and segregation. Darden started finding a lot more of these protest songs, collecting records for the Black Gospel Music Recording Project at Baylor.
The more information that we got from the vinyl led us to believe that the gospel artists were much more involved in the current history show, and that the music itself on the flip side, not the hit side, but the B-side of each record, in many cases, would end up being a civil rights-related song that only African-Americans who bought the 45s would know about.
The use of the B-side began in the 1950s when gospel artists decided to give a hidden message to those buying their albums.
Some gospel artists began to think, well, the hit side for the radio and for people to know about, I'll put kind of a more private message on the back just for knowing that it won't fall into the hands of some vengeful white, station owner or something and end up in the hands of the Ku Klux Klan.
Some of these songs include Ain't No Segregation in Heaven, We Shall Overcome, and I Believe Dr. King is in Heaven. Darden says these songs were very dangerous to make and even more dangerous to be listened to.
These artists would be playing at some small black church in the country and come outside and there'd be a bunch of crackers with torches and shotguns waiting. On a number of occasions, artists came back out and found their tires slashed and or they were pulled over on the road by the sheriff and made to sing or give up money before they could move on. I'm so
weak. Darden says artists occasionally performed these civil rights songs, but they always had to be aware of their audience. And though they weren't popular, the message still encouraged black people during hard times. The civil rights B-sides are now on display at the Polk Legislative Library. Meanwhile, the Black Gospel Music Research Project is still heading to the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture to open in 2015. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Alexis Cubitt.